Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting wide receiver Corey Coleman. Corey, we're going to dive into your touchdown against the New York Giants. It was a double move. You took a Pro Bowl safety and really spun him around. Just walk into that play. Second and 14 from the 21-yard line.
It was kind of tough because we've been down there, like, we were down there in the scoring zone, like, three times, and we didn't get any points out of it. So I knew this place was coming to me, so I knew I had to get open. And watch film on the corner. I know he likes to jump stuff. So I sold the route like I was going to the post, and I went to the corner.
Takes the snap, McCowan back at the 30, loads up, fires, left corner, end zone, touchdown, Corey Coleman!
He was open, that's for sure.
Sir, how fulfilling is it when Hugh Jackson introduces a play or a concept, and as you said, you know the ball's coming to you when it happens on Sunday, just kind of the way you practice it all week?
It's crazy, exactly, because you practice it all week and it works out. But sometimes when you practice, you don't get the exact same look. But, you know, we got the exact same look. We got man-to-man coverage.
Something we haven't been able to really talk to you a whole lot about is the hand injury. How tough was it for you sitting back watching this team get so close to some victories when you know as a playmaker, a guy who scores the football very, very well, that you couldn't go out there and help your boys, but now you're back out there now?
It was hard, but it was a learning experience. You know, I'm just happy to be back to help the team and try to get us a win.
Okay, take us inside the wide receiver room, because obviously you've got Terrell Pryor making the transition to wide receiver and having a Pro Bowl-like season. You know, yourself and another group of young rookies. What has it been like just in that room? And what does Al Saunders bring each and every day that you guys can feed off of?
It's crazy in that room. We got a lot of great group of guys from young to old. With Hawk being the oldest, but we're always, you know, try to keep each other up. And Coach Al, he's just always there helping us try to get better. You know, he coaches us tough. So, you know, we're all in together, though.
Sure, absolutely. You can see that. Is there one player while you were at Baylor, you know, projecting yourself in the National Football League that you studied, or that now that you're here that you study each and every week that you kind of have to tune into to kind of mold your game after?
Well, there's a couple guys I really like, you know, starting with Steve Smith. I like A.B., Antonio Brown, real cool with him, and OBJ, Odell, I'm cool with them too. So, you know, I try to look and, you know, mimic my game after them because they're, you know, elite receivers in the NFL.
Well, there's 4 weeks left in the season. You're coming back off the bye week. What is Corey Coleman's goal for the final four games of this season?
You know, let's start with getting a win. So that's really my main goal right now.